It might not be balmy or strewn with palm trees, but there is one thing the Lewis-Clark Valley has in common with Florida. Seniors account for roughly 20% of its residents. Mark M. Havens is the executive director of the Clarkston nonprofit Interlink, which analyzed census data on the region's aging population. He says that makes the Valley the oldest community with over 50,000 people in all of Washington, Idaho, Montana, or Oregon. While the community has drawn retirees for years, Havens says the Valley isn't just old, it's getting older. If things continue as they have, Interlink projects 1 in 3 adults will be seniors by 2040.
I consider this the most consequential thing that the Valley is going to have to deal with because of its certainty. This is definite, and this is determinative, and that's why we want the community and community leaders to pay attention to it.
Haven says individuals, businesses, and nonprofits all need to plan now if they want the Valley to be a good place to live in the future. If not, nonprofits like his, which provide volunteer transportation and other help to keep people living independently, won't be able to keep up.
And the ideal group of people to talk about is in that cohort, 45 to 64, and to ask them, within 20 years, you'll be retired. What do you want the community to look like? What services and resources do you want to have when you are a retiree? Let's start planning for them now.
One need that's expected to grow is healthcare. Ashley Contreras-France is the Director of Business Development at Elite Home Health and Hospice. She says healthcare facilities already struggle to hire and retain staff. Her own agency has been trying to hire a palliative care nurse for roughly 7 months.
We haven't had interest in it. We are having to recruit from outside of the community to try to make it an option for somebody that is desirable for them to move into the community, and that has been a challenge.
She says her company has tried incentives like loan forgiveness and sign-on bonuses, but it's still hard to find employees. As the population ages, she says, employers may need to look beyond the jobs they're offering to attract a younger workforce.
What's enticing? Do we have housing? Do we have activities? What is bringing somebody in there? And I think that it's a much bigger picture than just, do we have a job?
Bethany Enter is an account executive for St. Joseph Family Hospice. She says she believes the community will need to emphasize health and wellness programs for seniors, as well as education on issues like nutrition and exercise.
The focus then needs to turn, especially in our healthcare agencies, on preventative medicine, on how to allow people to, you know, stay healthier longer, stay active longer.
Enter says she'd like to see more opportunities for seniors to get involved in their community and improve their emotional and physical wellness. For that to happen, she says, leaders need to plan now.
A little term that Mark had coined was, you know, planning is an act of love. Ultimately, end of life and old age are inevitable for all of us lucky ones, of course. We do a disservice to ourselves and our family members if we don't plan for that. And then as a community and as a city, we do a disservice to our community if we don't plan and start planning now.
I'm Rachel Sun.